Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, June 29th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Iraq, where a quiet handover of sovereignty was done in a secret ceremony over the weekend. Open Door's Jerry Dykstra says the violence preceding the handover was problematic for the Iraqi Christian minority.
We have postponed all training seminars in Iraq because of increased violence in that area, but we are still sending in literature. We have opened a Christian center in Baghdad, and we're planning other things depending on the climate in the next few weeks.
Dykstra urges continued prayer for a peaceful transition. Next, the fanfare surrounding the Democratic Republic of Congo's peace train is mounting. An inaugural ride on 300 miles of repaired railway ends in Kindu today. The rail reconnects two previously warring but vital provinces in Africa. Food for the Hungry played a key role in the repairs. Congo director Michael Satin says that opens the door for the hope of Christ.
It's a very exciting time. Everywhere we go, it seems everybody knows pretty much what's happening. We're excited to be here. God is most certainly moving people's hearts, as well as the fact that we hope this will move them to better living standards.
And in southern Poland, HCJB World Radio has finally seen the launch of another full-time Christian radio station partner. After 3 years of waiting, the sign-on brings the number of radio CCM stations to 5. The signal can also be heard across the border in the Czech Republic, so up to 3 million people now have access to the gospel. The radio station is targeting people who are spiritually indifferent. Plans are also in the works to link all stations in the network via satellite whenever finances and government approvals are in place. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.